Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, wish you were here, wish you were here now, but the sun is extra hot now, it's kind of hot out now, so be careful when you go out, just a word of caution, make sure you have your head covered, your eyes covered, and your arms covered too, because it is some kind of hot these days, so remember that now, be careful, you could have a stroke. All right, so we don't want to know nothing about you getting no stroke. We want to see you praising God anyhow. All right, we thank God for you. Anyway, we send you lots of love and hugs just because of what? Because we love you. We really, really do. Yes, we do. And today we want to have our own prayer, one of the prayer warriors to pray for you today. Now, you don't have your prayer in, you're going to miss it, okay? We have a prayer, one of the prayer warriors here to pray for you, Evangelist Yerisha. Yeah, Evangelist Yerisha. Hope I pronounced it right. Okay, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord, City of Orlando. I would like to give a brief testimony this morning, and while it's hot, we encourage some of y'all out there. I can tell some testimony that will wake y'all up and shake y'all up. Testimony I would like to give is when my mom was in the hospital for 2 months, and God promised her, and God, the prophecy came forth, and God said, she shall not die, she shall live, and declare the works of the Lord. So, you know, life and death is the power of the tongue. So we're just going to encourage you and stand on God's word, letting you know that God is the healer today, and he is the way, the truth, and the light. Amen? So we just want to stand forth and let God do the healing, because he is, bread is the children's healing, and we're going to stand for, he said, by his stripes, we are already healed in the name of Jesus. So we're just going to pray for those that on this prayer list today and anyone else that's out there listening. We're going to join y'all in and pray for y'all too. We want to pray for Miss Yvonne Christian today. We want to ask God to rise her up and touch her body in the bones and everything and make it every bit whole in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to touch Kenya Fret. Father God, you know her expected end, Father. We ask, God, that you cleanse her from all filth and unrighteousness and touch her bloodstream even right now, God, removing it, all infirmity from her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to touch Kima Fret, God. Oh, God, you know what she's going through in her body, God, and we ask, God, that you remove all obstacles from out of her way, God, that is stopping the healing from coming forth in her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray for Lakara even right now, God. Oh, God, touch her soul right now, Father. Don't take her out in her mess right now, God, but deliver her, God, and set her free right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray for Marley Plupley even right now, Father. Oh, God, we cast out cancer from the root cause even right now, and we invite the Spirit of the living God to dwell within her and heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask that you touch Miss Ruth Wallace even right now, Father. Oh, God, we ask that you touch her bones even right now, God. Oh, God, you say her bones shall not die, but they shall live, God. And we ask that you mend it together and heal it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you touch Petra, God. Oh, God, she needs healing, God. Oh, God, you know what she needs, Father God. We ask that you touch, heal, and deliver her even right now, Father God, in the mighty name name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you touch Mother Fields even right now, Father God. Oh, God, she shall not die. She shall live and declare the works of the Lord, Father. Oh, God, rise her up right now to do your work, Father God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, touch Kelly even right now, Father. Oh, God, she's in the hospital going through, God. But let her know, God, you never leave her nor forsake her, God. Oh, God, if she turns from her ways, God, you will hear her and heal her even right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, touch Maurice even right now, God. Oh, clear her lungs right now. Remove all fluid from her lungs right now, God, and regenerate it, God, ignite it, God, with your love, Father God, and your blood running through her even right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, touch Monica Shannon even right now, Father. Oh, God, touch her right now, God. Oh, God, open up that womb even right now, Father God. Oh, God, there is nothing that is too small or nothing that is too hard, God. You can do it, God. Oh, God, you have done it for the sick, God. You have done it for the shut-in, God. Oh, God, touch her even right now, Father, and let her know that you are able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, touch John Ben Bow even right now, God. Oh, God, you know he's in need of a kidney transplant, God. Oh, God, let the people call him right now, Father God, and let him know, God, that he is approved. I declare and I decree, God, that it is so right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for touching all the sick, God. We ask, God, that you continue to touch them in a mighty and a special way that they know is you and not man. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you didn't get your prayer in, call 347-857-3925. So you call and let us know. Give us your name or whoever name you want prayer for. You know, whatever the need may be at this time, just give us a call. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe that Jesus can heal. It ain't us, it's Jesus that does the healing. So just call us at 347-857-3925 and let go, let God have his way in your life. Now, remember now, we on the air. We want you to call while we're on the air, okay? All right? We want help. Well, you know, the problem is today everybody want to be the Lone Ranger, you know, but we want help today. We have help. We have Evangelist Merchant here with us today helping us out. Isn't that wonderful? Amen, amen. So it's a surprise now. It's a surprise, surprise, surprise to us that she would come and when you ask, you know, some say, oh, not me, not me. You know, but she came on out and give us a hand. I know she liked to pray, so I just put her right on in on that prayer. Isn't that all right? All right, now we're going to continue to pray. We all pray together now. She don't just do it alone all the time, but we do pray together because, hey, when we pray together, the devil ain't got a chance, is he? My. So remember, 347-857-3925. Give us a call. All right, let me give you a nice little word today. When I am weak and stumble, Lord God, you give me sympathy instead of sermons. You show me mercy instead of meanness. You speak tenderly instead of tearing down my already fragile spirit. You are a true friend. When I am weak and stumble, Lord God, you give me sympathy instead of sermons. You show me mercy instead of meanness. You speak tenderly instead of tearing down my already fragile spirit. You are a true friend. Oh, we thank God. We thank we still have Bishop here with us. We ain't going to be too long. We're going to be having him with us. Praise God. We have the eminent Bishop John Potter, Jr. Hallelujah. Glory. I tell you, he's making ways, dear people. He's making ways all throughout the land. People just calling him in, you know, and they like what he's saying, how he say it, you know. Praise God. I tell you, God is good. God is good. I know. Mm-hmm. You ought to call him, too. You want to talk to him or want to hear something from him? Call at 347-857-3925 while he is in the midst, okay? Because he'll be getting back to school in a little while. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Now today, oh yes, I think we have Deacon Mike in here somewhere. No, he gone again. All right, we have even Deacon Mike in here today also. He's out of the hospital. I tell you, he went in there, and I tell you, God worked on him, and now he's back again, ready to go, ready to rock and roll. He ready to rock and roll. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I tell you, ain't God good? Honey, let me tell you, if you sick, you better call on in here. Don't be laying up there suffering, just suffering. You know, let somebody pray and stop talking about, well, I can do it myself. That's why you're dying, because you tried to do it yourself, you see. My. Glory to God. Let somebody pray. And you know, he say, if two of you agree touching anything, what did the word say? Two of you agree is touching anything, it shall be done. Didn't he say that? Look, let's get in the prayer of agreement here. That's why he say two or more. You see, he always work in groups. You know, he work good in groups, very well in groups, huh? Now, he do sometime work in individual, like the woman at the well. He started off individual, but he still had a group of them to pray for. Huh? Now, you without sin, cast the first stone. Hello? All right, group therapy. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. God is so good to us, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we got agitators. Praise our God. Ain't God good? Let me tell you. I was just tossing around today thinking about something. And you know, it occurred to me today that the young people is so in a hurry. Huh? I mean, they in a hurry. If you don't give it to them, they ready to stomp a mud hole in you because they get mad. But let me tell you something. How long did it take Jesus before he started ministry? 30 years. Huh? Now, he was God. He made everything. It all belonged to him anyway. But he waited 3 years for his ministry to begin. Did you hear what I'm saying? Do you get? Now, that's what I'm talking about. You that's in a hurry. You so in a hurry for to get this done and that done. And, oh, you want to preach and you want to lay hands on. And your hands ain't been washed clean enough for you to lay hands on nobody. See, you have not got all the filth off of you or out of you in order to be laying hands for you to be anointed. You just got saved two days ago, and already you want to lay hands. Oh, yeah, God called me. I was prophesied. Just because it was prophesied to you don't mean you're ready. Come on, talk to me now. You know, if you don't like it, well, I'm sorry about that. Praise God, but it'll be all right. You'll be all right. Soon as it kind of soak in, you'll be fine, you see. So why are you in a hurry? You think the Lord going to come and you're not going to be able to get to it? Or they trying to keep you down because you brilliant? Pardon me. Who told you were so brilliant in the first place? When God called you, he knew what you have inside of you because he placed it there. But it has to be fermented like a good wine. Then you have to go through the process because when the bottle of wine has been fermented, it has been through a process. Do you get the picture? Praise the Lord. Now, you know, the devil don't like it, and that's all right. We're going to continue on here till we can't go no further. But let me say this. I found out when you get in a hurry, you make many mistakes. You make a whole lot of mistakes because you say, hey, I'm ready. I want to lay hands on the sick. I'm going to be like Paul. Well, did you read about Paul? Paul went aside to Arabia for 3 years. He cut himself away from everybody, and he went aside to Arabia for 3 years, and God blessed him immensely. God took him into places he never knew about. He couldn't even explain the places that God took him into, or the realm of the spirit. Let's put it this way, you understand this better. The realm of the spirit that he had took him to, he could never imagine. He couldn't explain it to nobody. He didn't even know if it was lawful to speak of it. It was so precious, that anointing that he entailed. It was so precious to him, you see. Well, can you get into a place like that? Well, no, because you're in a hurry. You say, but I've been out here, what, 3 years, 2 years. I've been out here trying. I've been trying to preach. Yeah, you've been trying to preach. You ain't got there yet. Huh? You've been trying to lay hands on somebody. You ain't ready yet. You have not paid the price yet for God to pass his anointing forth on you. Now, he's there with you and in you, and when you put on Jesus Christ. But now you ain't got to that anointing yet, because there's a price to be paid for that anointing. For you to be like Paul, you got to go through. And you won't go through because you don't want to go through, and you don't think you have to go through, because let me tell you what I heard somebody say when I told them about they had to go through one time. They told me, well, Jesus already done paid the price. And he said, arm yourselves likewise. Arm yourself likewise. In other words, you got to go through too. He was just showing you that you can make it. He paid the price for you, that the power of God can be endowed within you so that you can pay the price to have the same chance that he had, the same choices that he had. But you're going to have to wait too. Why do you think he went and spent them 40 days and nights up in the mountain? Why you think he did that? Preparing himself for his work. All he did is a pattern, son. He's showing you that you, as one of his sons, has to pay the ultimate price, that you're going to have to follow his pattern. Do you get the picture? Stop being in a hurry. Don't get in a hurry. Jesus wasn't in no hurry. 30 years, He walked the earth talking about himself, talking about the kingdom of God, bringing you into a place that he had promised you to bring you into. See? But now, he promised you that, but you think because he promised today, tomorrow you got to walk in it. And I know that's what you think. I know how it is. I've been there. That's why I can talk about it, because I've been there, done that. And found out I couldn't get in a hurry. I kept making bad mistakes because I was in a hurry. Oh, I'm speaking in tongues. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. Yes. But what goes along after that? Preparation time. Everything in life has a preparation time. See? You don't just jump out the pan into the fire. The grease got to get hot before you can jump out. You ever put a frog in a thing of hot grease? He going to do what? Jump out? You ever seen a crab get in the hot water when the water started to boil, and what they start doing? Trying to climb out, don't they? Now, think about you. throw you on in a pot of hot water real quick, you're going to be trying to climb and you kill anybody trying to get out. See, because I'm not ready for this hot water yet. This is what you're saying, okay? Now, but you say, listen, now when I get ready, I'm going to go in there just like, hey, go in the fiery furnace. Man, I'm ready now. See, I'm ready for the fiery furnace. But I hear people say, I'm ready for anything, any trial. I can make it. I can go through until the trial comes. Honey, God can turn that flame up so high. You ain't never in your lifetime would have thought anything was as hot as that. You said you just know hell was that hot. Because God know how to turn it up, turn up the heat. When you boast that you can, oh, I know I can do it. I can make it through anything. And you hear the saints always crying that same tune, right? I know with the help of God I can make it. I can't do it on my own. Can you do it on your own? No, you can't do it on your own. See, God had Jesus in ministry for 30 years. That's when his ministry began, brother. And let me tell you, when his ministry was in 30 years, what happened? He only worked a little while, 3.5 years. The ministry might have begun in that 30 year, but let me tell you, 3.5 years he worked. Performed miracles. Every kind of work there was to do, he did. To show you that you can do the same thing. He said, greater works than these shall you do because I go to the Father, my Father, brother. He said, greater work. So he left a greater work for you to do. But don't try to do it in 10 minutes. How long it take a pot of coffee to make that instant coffee? They got something even quicker now, that Keurig. They got the Keurig coffee maker. You can get you a cup of coffee in a few minutes. You ain't got to wait for all that drip, drip, drip. So it's getting quicker and quicker, ain't it? So you think ministry going to get quicker and quicker too, don't you? I hear some people say, well, you know, we ain't got that long. How you know how long you got? God didn't give that date to you or nobody. He just said that you are to work, occupy till I come. You just got to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You do it as unto the Lord, that each day is the last day. That's the way you work, as if this may be the last day. Doesn't have to be, but it could be. So you work just like that. In other words, you don't be sitting up there working, looking over your shoulder. Praise of God. Ain't God good? Well, you know, I'm going to try not to be long with y'all. You know, I'm just telling you about it, how Jesus went to work. And, you know, just because people prophesize over you, you think you're supposed to go to work the next day. And say, well, God called you to be a prophet. Well, a prophet first got to get some word in him and the anointing in him before he can prophesy. See? And you thought you could just do it overnight. God called me. Yes, he called you from the foundations of the world. But when you was a baby, was you prophesying? It was in you then. See, Jesus was in you then, but he had to be ignited in you. Somebody had to give you a match to start that fire that was on the inside of you. See, it's all, hey, from the foundation of the world, from the before you ever thought of a person walking on earth, you was already in his mind. See? So everything was already in you that's supposed to be in you. See? It came right on up. But it had to be what? You had to prepare. When you was a child, everything was prepared for you. The food, you know, mama chewed up the food and put it in your mouth so you can eat it. You know, all like that. Now, I know it sounds gross, but you know that's what we did. When we get ready to feed the little baby, we chew the food up for him and put it in his mouth. Because he can't take that milk no more. It don't fill him up. See, we did that. God had to do that for us in preparing us for what was to come. He was preparing you for the greater works Do you get the picture? He was preparing you. He prepared everyone. Think about Joseph. Before he became second in command in the kingdom of Pharaoh, what happened? He was prepared all those years. He was born for what he went through. Huh? I like to say sometimes he was born for trouble. Because from the day he was born, he got nothing but trouble from his brethren. They were jealous, envious of him. Oh, they didn't like him. Well, now, let's think about this. How many children in your family? You think about this. When the youngest one come, the parents put a more love and everything care on that younger one than you had. Said, well, she didn't give us all that. We didn't get all that. Y'all get jealous, don't you? You know you do. Well, the same difference, huh? It's the, hey, listen, that's child of the old age. Huh? If you get a child in a certain age and you old, you appreciate them more than you did them other ones because you got more time to spend with them than you did before. You had to work, pay this, pay that, and make sure they eat and got clothes and all them children, take them to school. And you had a lot to do. But when that last one come along, you ain't got all that. You retired and everything. Now you got lots of time on your hands, so you can just throw all your love upon them. So why are you jealous? You still, both of you got the same. You got mom and daddy, huh? Understanding. Get some understanding about the thing before you get crazy. You know, people get crazy before they know what's going on. You know how? You know that's the right. Now, you got the first, when God start training you, hear what I say, God start training you. The thing is, nobody wants to go through training anymore. They just want to get up and go. You know, that's all they want to do. They want the G-O. Huh? They just want G-O. They don't want to do stand still. They want to G-O. That's what they want to do. But you need to be prepared to get in the presence of God. You need to seek his face, huh? Sometime you got to be walking the floor up all night, What is it doing? Stripping you of yourself. Hear what I'm saying? Stripping you of all of yourself. See, I like the all of yourself because of the fact is we got to have it leaving out a little something that we want to keep doing, Come on now. Yes, you do. But yourself got to die. And the only way you're going to live is to die to yourself. That's the only way you're going to live. But you want to do what? Walk according to your flesh. That's what everybody wants. And we want accolades. Everybody wants accolades. I find out you need to, that's part of yourself. You want to be known. Everybody want to be spoken well of. And the Bible tell you, there's a woe there. Woe unto them who everybody speak well of. Now, that's what the Bible say. Woe unto them that everybody speak well of. So if they don't speak, why you want to everybody speak good about you? You try to go with the world so they'll speak well of you. Fooey on that. Huh? Because I'd rather let them speak bad about me and be with God than them to speak well of me and go to hell. Come on. See, now you can take your choice. See, you keep walking in the flesh. Huh? Now, if God wants you out of the flesh, he don't want you operating in the works of the flesh. Because if you do, it's going to destroy you. Do you see? It will destroy you. Let's think about Jacob when he was in the 32nd chapter of Genesis, Jacob there. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. Now, he done went through a whole lot. Jacob been through a whole lot, huh? Now, he didn't understand the word was spoken over him already. His daddy had already told him what was going to happen, the blessing and everything. But his preparation time took him through some trials and tribulation. Mm-hmm. Took him through some. Uh-huh. But he went, and he is not in a place now by himself. God had to get him all by himself, away from everybody. Is he doing it to you? Trying to get you away from people? Your family? You all hooked up on, oh, my family, they love me so. Well, honey, if push come to shove, I wonder. The way things are today, and minds are changing, including children's minds are changing today. How much they gonna love you? Hmm? Go to the nursing home, see how many of them gonna visit you. See how many gonna bring you flowers and fruit or whatever else you can eat or use, or just visit you. Hmm? Just see that. Just see how much, okay? Because you say, oh, my children, I love them so, I won't beat them, I won't spank them. I know the people, the government or somebody say, don't spank your children, don't beat them, don't do something. See? But let me tell you, they rather beat them, I guess. Huh? And they going to shoot them, kill them, and all that stuff. Beat them to death with a billy club or something. You know, but they don't want you to beat them. See, we got double standards here. They want us to go against the word of God. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Then that child going to start beating you up. See? And I ain't going to let my child beat me up. I'm going to get me a board, stick or something, whatever I can get my hands on, whail him a while. If he's going to sit up and I bought you in the world, we say that famous word the parents say, bought you in the world and I'm going to take you out. Those are the famous words of parents. You know, we don't be wanting to do that. But when you bow up against your mom and dad who trying to feed you, clothe you, take care of you, and got to do a job they don't even like to do just to keep a roof over your head and stuff and food in your mouth, I think not. Mm-mm. Oh, no. But here Jacob was in a crossroads here, and he run into, and he was wrestling with this man. He thought it was a man, but it was an angel. And when the Bible says, when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the heart of the angel. This is what the angel did. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the heart of his thigh, and man, Jacob must have been strong. My man was strong, huh? And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. He had to get loose from him because the day was breaking. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. That's what he said. What is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thy power with God and with men has prevailed. In other words, you got favor. You don't even know how much favor you got. See? I come to the conclusion today that saints of God don't know what God has placed in them. Huh? They don't know. They so in a hurry, they have not taken time out to find out what God has given you, even down to the leaders of your life. The churches, the ministry, or whatever you want to call it, that he put each person in is for a purpose. It's a purpose for you to grow. You cannot put fertilizer on yourself. You ever seen a flower put fertilizer on his own self? No, you haven't. So you're the seed that God is growing through his word. But you want to do what? Cut the tree down before it gets started. Huh? Think about it now. Think about it. God has promised you already so many things, but you will not fulfill it because you will not stay planted in the ground or the soil that he planted you in. And that soil is the ministry that God had planted you in. Do you get the picture? You got it, don't you? I think you do. You'll get to it. Because so many, I see so many people, they could be more than what they are. They can avoid a whole lot of trouble and strife in their life, but they got their eye single where they can't see but one way. You see, they cannot see what God has given them to be with, to help you through your trials, tribulation, and whatever else occur in your life, that some way you just can't see it. I just don't know what is wrong with you. You got blinders on. You know how the horse, they put blinders on the horse? So he can see but one way, straight ahead. You trying to see straight ahead, and you need to look around and see what God has already done for you and what he has in store for you. Like Jacob here, he had a new name for him, okay? He had a new way for him to go. He had new worlds for him to conquer. Do you see what I'm saying? When there's more things for you to do, then you're going to have to learn how to get out of your safety zone. Yes, come on. You want to be safe. And what God has planned for you is some ripples in the way, in the water and in the stream. You ever notice that a stream is always rippling? Huh? That's the way you are. Clear stream, but it's rippling. You're going to find a rock here and there, a little pebble over here, a little bush there, taking it out of its norm. You're going to be taken out of your norm, just like Jacob was. In order to make it, you're going to have to be taken out of the norm. Get out your safety place where you think, everybody loves me. Don't be so naive. Everybody don't love you. They're faking it. Half of them can't stand you. But they, as the song say, they smile in your face, but they backstabbers. Huh? Hello. They smile in your face. You ever look at the fake smile? Oh, sister so-and-so, I love you so good. I just love you to pieces. Yeah, you finna break me in pieces now with that love. See what I'm saying? Think about it before you go. So, when you make it with God and you go slowly, he show them people up in your life. I know you say, but I see them now. No, you don't. You just call yourself reading people. That's all it is. You don't see nothing. You wouldn't be bumping into all this kind of stuff. You hear what I'm saying? You wouldn't be bumping in all that stuff if you knew. Stop sitting around in church trying to read folks. They don't like me. They probably don't. Huh? I ain't going to say they don't. They probably don't because you got a nasty attitude. What did you expect them to do, huh? I heard the word say, if you got to show yourself friendly, right? If you want friends. Well, if you got a nasty attitude, every time somebody says something, you grunt. As Bishop say, sound like a billy goat. Huh? Who want to mess with the billy goat? He don't do nothing but butt you. Huh? That's all he do. You like sheep. Hello? Oh, I better get up here because I done gone. Something happened. Something just happened. God just moved for me so beautifully. So here, somebody. Hello. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Apostle. Praise God. She could have kept right on going. Amen. I tell you, she, man, is so on point. Amen. I just thank God, amen, for another opportunity, amen. And God is good. You know, and as she was ministering, I was just thinking, praise God, on what Paul said to his spiritual son, Timothy, them that live godly gonna suffer prosecution. Praise God. There's some suffering in this thing. Praise the Lord. Amen. In Acts chapter 9, and I'm going to read one verse. But the Lord said unto him, this is the Lord talking to Ananias, who laid hands on Saul. At the time, his name was Saul, amen, but later on become Paul. Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Verse 16 is what really, amen, stood out to me, amen, in this. He said, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Praise God. I want to say amen to you that is called, amen, been appointed and anointed. Praise God. And set apart for his glory. Amen. All glory have weight. Amen. It's some suffering in this thing. Amen. Now, what suffering are you talking about, Bishop? I'm not talking about broken, disgusted, and don't have nowhere to lay your head, and man, don't have this and don't have that. No, I'm not talking about that type of suffering. Praise God. But for the cause of Christ, I heard Jesus said, as he suffered, amen, Father, in the world, he said, arm yourself likewise. So we're living in a time now, praise God, amen, when we, for the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, it's all about him, praise God. Paul suffered, amen, for the cause of Christ. What about you today? Praise God. Are you willing, amen, to pay that ultimate price? Praise God. You know, we are no more our own when you are called by God, amen, but we are bought with a price. Amen, and he did it through his hanging on the cross, his death and resurrection. Man, he shed his blood, praise God, and I'm glad about it today, praise God. This is why, amen, I can speak boldly, amen, and I can be bold in him, praise God, not in my own strength, but I can be bold in him, and this is what it's all about, praise the Lord, amen, because the Lord, amen, had paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left the Kingston's name, but he washed it whiter than snow, praise God. And when you, praise God, are called, amen, and anointed by God, praise God, you always should be able to share, amen, your testimony of where God have brought you from. Praise God. I'm talking to every apostle, every bishop, pastor, elder, minister, evangelist, missionary, whatever you may be in your position, praise God, in the Lord, praise God. Watch what Paul said here, and he shared his testimony, praise God, in 2 Corinthians chapter, praise God, 11, verse 22. Watch these words he shared. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. In other words, I talk like a madman when I'm talking about him. I am more in laboring, more abundant in stripes, above measure in prison more frequently, in death often. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with a rod. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered a shipwreck, a night and a day. I have been in the deep and journeyed often in perilous of water, mean danger, in perilous of robbers, in perilous of my own countrymen, in perilous by the heathens, in perilous in the city, in perilous in the wilderness, in perilous in the sea, in perilously among false brethren, in weakness and painfulness, and watching often, and hunger and thirst, and fasting often, and cold and nakedness, beside those things which are without, that which come upon me daily, the cares of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must need glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knows that I lie not. Oh, he had a testimony. Oh, what about you today? And this is what Apostle was trying to tell us. Amen. Oh, you got to go through some things. And so Paul, praise God, he laid it out there to let them know, praise God, where the Lord have brought, amen, him from. Praise God. He was in prison. Praise God. He was beaten. Praise God. He was left for dead. Amen. But every time God brought him back, amen, he looked beyond the graveyard. What about you today? Oh, if you got your eyes, praise God, on the soon coming King, this is why he said, forget about those things that are behind and press toward that mark, which is a high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, we got the ultimate victory today. Oh, come on, you can go ahead on and give him praise right now, because he's been good to us. Oh, he will bring you out. Oh, I want to say amen. It may be raining right now in your life. Oh, but when it rains, it pours. But thank God he knows. Oh, he will bring you out, and he'll bring you out with a mighty hand. He will turn that midnight into day. Oh, you got to go through some things. They done got now where they don't want to call it trials and tribulations. They don't want to call it that no more. Praise the Lord. Well, you can put whatever name you want to put on it. You can call it challenges all you want. You're going to have some of it. Hello, somebody. Oh, if you are anointed by God and you living a holy life, the enemy got his target at you. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, but thank God the Lord have dressed us up. He say, finally, my brethren, Paul told him, to put on the whole armor of God where we may be able to stand. Oh, I feel this thing against the wiles of the devil. Oh, will you be able to quench all the fiery dots of the enemy? Oh, he coming at you. Praise God. He coming at your children. He coming at your husband. He coming at your wife. He coming at the members in the church. He coming at you. Oh, because the old saying is, you kill the head, the body will die. But thank God, Jesus had took care. He had paid it all. And I thank God, oh, for the blood today. What about you? Come on, somebody. Oh, I tell you, when you feel that you're going down and the enemy is throwing discouraging at you, oh, we witnessed it on yesterday, God will step in. Oh, he know when you're getting ready to throw your hands. He know when you're getting ready to give up. Oh, he'll step right in the midst of it. Praise God. Oh, you may be in a storm, or you may be coming out of one, or you're heading for one. But the storms just keep on coming. I keep telling you, amen, we used to sing a song, there is a storm out on the ocean, and it is heading this old way. Oh, but if your soul is not anchored in the Lord, you will surely drift away. Oh, you got to have an anchor today. Will your anchor hold? Praise the Lord. When the storm comes, and it is storming, it is raining in somebody's life right now. Oh, but this is why you are listening today, not by accident, oh, but by God's divine intervention. Oh, he have a way that is mighty sweet to encourage your heart. Oh, to let you know, oh, he got his hands on you. Oh, he have appointed and anointed you. Your time is coming. Oh, I want to say to you, a quitter never win, and a winner, oh, he would never quit. Oh, I want to say to you, hang on in there. Oh, it's time out for holding on, but we got to stand. Paul say, stand, and after we have done all the stand, he say, stand some more. Oh, am I right about it? Oh, God is. Praise God, a good God. So Paul, praise God, say, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knows that I lie not. Oh, somebody need to be encouraged today to know, amen, that God is God. And beside him, there is no other God. He's always right there. Praise God. Oh, I know you want to feel that quitting. Jeremiah felt that way. Praise God. And God had anointed, amen, him, amen, in his mother's womb. Praise, he said, I know before you even came into the world. Praise God. He knew all about you. Ain't you glad about that today? Oh, he had a calling on your life. Praise God. Oh, I heard her talking about the baby. Oh, he said to Jeremiah, don't say that you're a child. Praise God. But oh, praise God, I'm going to be with you. Praise God. But now when he become a man and become a prophet of the Lord, amen, every time he spoke God's word, all the people hearts was hardened. They were stiff-necked. They was rebellious. And going there, take two steps forward and four steps back. Oh, they they were so hard-hearted. But, oh, when God move up on a prophet and say, quit praying for him because I'm not going to hear him. Oh, that's going to be a bad day for you. Praise God. So it's time now. He said, the day you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Whoa, the day is the day of salvation. Oh, you better hear somebody. Praise God, because the word say he would not go out and return to him, boy, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, he want to touch you today. He want to send deliverance today in your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, over in 2 Timothy, praise the Lord. In chapter 2, you'll find these words. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. I want to say to you, oh, don't deny the Lord when you get around the unsaved, when you get out in amongst the world, or when you're on your job. Oh, you need to tell, oh, Jesus is Lord. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, he's looking for somebody. But, oh, if you deny him, oh, he will deny you. Oh, I heard him say when you bow before him, he's going to say, Father, oh, I depart from me. I never knew them. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that's going to be 2 days in one. That's going to be a great day for them that love him. That's going to be a terrible day for them, oh, God, Father, that have rejected him. Oh, I want to be on the Lord's side. What side are you leaning on today out there? If we believe not, yet he abide faithful. He cannot deny himself. Oh, you ought to hear that. Praise God. Oh, people going to talk about why Jesus is the only way we can get to heaven and get to God. God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. Praise the Lord. He said, I came out, amen, from God. Praise God. He said, I'm God the Father. He's God the Son and the blessed Holy Ghost, all wrapped up in one. Oh, how can you divide them? How can you separate them? Oh, one of the apostles asked, say, Lord, show us the Father. He say, oh, Philip, haven't you been looking at me? And you ask to see the Father. When you see me, you see the Father. Oh, that's heavy. Come on, somebody. Oh, that's a revelation right there. Oh, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God today. Oh, if you're tangled up or tied up, oh, he don't want you mixed up today. Praise God. But, oh, you get your soul anchored in the Lord. Everything will be all right. Praise God. And I thank God it ain't no big eyes. Ain't no little use. Oh, he loves us all. And he's always right there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, he loves you today. All you got to do is keep a repentant heart. Praise God. David was a man after God's own heart. But oh, when he fell from grace, oh, David will fall down on his knee and say, Lord, have mercy, even when God give him to choose his own punishment. Praise God. Say, now, which one you want to have? Say, I can turn you over to your enemy. He said, oh, no, don't give me to them fellas, because I know what they're going to do to me. They're going to cut my head off. David didn't want his head to go off. He said, Lord, I just want to be up under your mercy. Oh, why? Oh, I want to be like David. Why? Because his mercy endures forever. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel this thing. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. And I tell you, oh, he's a right now God. Oh, he's right now. Oh, you know, it ain't how long you pray. I keep telling the church. Oh, but it's how strong. It's not the length, but it's the strength. Oh, when he know you about to throw up your hands and give up, he'll step right in and encourage you and let you know that he's right there. Oh, and tell you to go ahead. Everything going to be all right. Oh, I want to say to somebody, it going to be all right in your home. It going to be all right on your job. It going to be all right, because he'll turn that midnight into day. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, come on here, surely come in the morning. It's going to be all right. Oh, I want to say to somebody, oh, you have the victory. Oh, the victory have been fought and already been won. Oh, I thank God. Serving the Lord, it will pay off. Oh, praise the Lord. Everything's going to be all right. Oh, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. God bless you today. Bishop, love you. Oh, but Jesus love you more. Oh, they're telling me, oh, God, oh, to keep on going. Praise God. But God will, amen, do great things in your life. Oh, all you got to do, amen, is just keep on coming. Amen. The key, amen, is to keep on coming. Amen. The Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That C-O-M-I-N-G. Not one time, not two times, but just keep on coming. You may not get what you want on the first Sunday. You may not get what you want on that second Sunday. But if you just keep on coming, after a while, something going to ignite. Amen. She was talking about the heat. Praise God in the kitchen. After a while, something going to warm up. Oh, you're going to move from one seat and get a little bit closer. Yeah. Amen. To that anointing. And when you get a little bit closer to that anointing, oh, you begin to feel some heat. Praise God. Something in the inside begin on your toes. And from your toes, it get down into your feet. And after a while, there'll be a shaking going on. And oh, you won't be able to control yourself. And then you'll have that testimony and say, you know, I feel something. It's something down in the inside. That keep on moving me. It's just like a well of water keeps springing up in my soul. All you got to do is hang on in there, and everything will be all right, because Jesus is Lord. Am I right about it? But you got to, oh God, believe him and trust him, because he said all things are possible if you only believe. Oh, praise the Lord. God is. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God, amen, for his word today. Praise God. So, amen, you, amen, that is called and anointed. Amen. You know, I think about Moses. Praise God. Moses was 40 when he flee from Egypt. He was 40, amen, before God sent him back. Another 40 years. He was 80 years old. God used him, and he gave him a message. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Hello, somebody. Oh, ain't I all the preaching and teaching? Man, Noah preached for 120 years, one message. It gonna rain. Huh? He ain't have to do a whole lot of preaching. Moses say, God say, let my people go. That's all he had to say. Oh, but when the enemy hardened his heart and got stiff-necked and rebellious, God got away as mighty sweet. He will manifest himself to his prophets, to his leaders. Amen. God will step in. Amen. God will fight your battle. How many know that the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's? All praise the Lord. God will do it. Praise God. He'll fight your battle. Oh, he say, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Oh, you got to be careful who you're putting your mouth on. Praise God. Who you're talking about. Who you're stabbing in the back. Praise God. Because God loves us all. Praise God. Who is God anointing? They that lay hands on the sick. They, amen, that cast out devils. They, praise the Lord. Amen. Who is they? Every baptized believer that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and been filled with the Holy Ghost. God bless you today. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I know y'all can't tell me y'all didn't enjoy that word. I tell you, that was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. I tell you, we enjoying Bishop Porter because in the next week or so, he will not be with us. But you know what? God is still good. God is still good. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday. Now, I want you all to save these dates. I'm giving it to you right now in advance. And this is the August 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. We are celebrating the Apostle and Bishop 5th-year anniversary. And on the 25th, we have Bishop Clark coming right out of Sorrento. We have Pastor Larry Baker coming straight out of Fort Lauderdale. We have Pastor Mosley coming straight out of Jacksonville. And closing it out on the 28th, we have Pastor Dawson coming from Tampa, Florida. And Bishop Morrow from Douglasville.
Brooksville. I'm saying Douglasville. Yes. So the 25th, 26th, and 27th service time is 7:30 sharp. So come on out and enjoy us. And on the 28th is 5 p.m. sharp. So come on out. Bless the man and woman of God. Let them enjoy their day. I tell you, we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord, celebrating them on their 5th anniversary. So you call in tomorrow to Blog Talk Radio to hear more words coming from the awesome man and woman of God. Again, that's 347-857-3925. And if you'd like to send your donations, you can send it to P.O. Box 228-2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.